The Village Meditates. That's the account to follow. When the Village Meditates on Facebook as well, YouTube. But I don't think anything's on there yet.
Maybe this is gonna be on there.
Yeah. There you go. So When the Village Meditates, visit whenthevillagemeditates.com to join, sign up. We'd love to have you. And yes, go inward. It's the greatest journey you'll ever go on.
Thank you.
It's an interesting journey. I'll say that. Montreal this weekend. Catch us this Sunday, Rhythm and Brunch. Get the tickets. It's in all the.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. KKUT 90.3 FM.
Bonjour. Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT à ses 90.3 FM. Oui.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
And good morning and welcome. This is Jazzmuck.
Pour vous, est-ce que c'était important de parler français?
Ah bah absolument, je suis française. à vrai dire, moi je connais pas le dialecte québécois. Donc je les comprends difficilement. Et j'aimerais bien qu'on s'adresse à moi en français.
Parce que c'est le Québec.
Ben oui, c'est important. C'est un pays canadien-français.
Oui, absolument avec le Canada. C'est avec le Canada, ils vont. Yeah. Voilà pour le Canada. Ben, c'est bon.
Ben, c'est important. Oh, oui. Québec, c'est important que ce soit français.
Très important. Très important. Super important.
C'est très important.
Oui,
parce que c'est notre culture, on est minoritaire et il faut absolument conserver ça.
C'est sûr que c'est important parce que c'est le Québec nous appartient quand même. Là. Hein, si on y est en Ontario, là, Ontario il appartient aux autres. Et puis nous autres, au Québec, on est bien. Puis quoi, c'est à nous autres, ça. On l'a bâti, notre Québec, tu sais, quand même.
Pour moi, c'est pas un problème, mais s'ils veulent nous obliger à parler l'anglais, ça sera un problème.
Mais oui, c'est français.
Oui, c'est important, évidemment.
Si on y tient, tout le monde y tient plus souvent. Enfin, tout le monde y tient, je pense. Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Faites-vous une enquête ou quoi?
OK, vas-y.
Là, on est dans un char rouge. Il est lundi 26, 1h17. Puis c'est un char qui n'a pas de pollution pantoute. L'exhaust est par en dedans.
Quand vous allez retrouver ce tape-là, hein, si on est encore en vie, tant mieux. Si on est mort, ben, la pollution, ça a du bon.
Sangre de 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5,
Trop vite, ça. Le départ des aventureurs. Part of the opening mini suite, I guess, to the larger suite, Le Trésor de la Langue, landmark recording by René Lucier, joined by many musicians. And I guess the core material from a road trip, an audio road trip through Quebec in throughout 87 and 89. René Lucier, of course, guitars, saxophone. They didn't have the saxophone yet. Electric bass, percussion, ambiance involved. Joining him amongst the ensemble, Alain Trudel, Pierre Saint-Jacques, Tom Cora, Fred Frith, and Jean Durand. That starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok on this Fête Nationale 2022. Good morning. Welcome. Hope you can join me for the next couple of hours right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, the People's Power Station, www.ckut.ca. As usual, some creative jazz for the next couple of hours here at 90.3 FM. John B., your host once again, and glad you can join me. Hope you can stick around. We're going to move forward a number of decades to just last year. René Lucier presented a quartet at the Victoriaville Festival. Printemps 2021 is the name of the release, capturing that live performance. And from that recording performance, including Eric Dorion at Computers and Electronics, Robbie Custer at the drums, the great Martin Tétrault at Turntables and Electronics, joined René Lucier, who did have his saxophone and his guitar. He's featured prominently at the guitar on this piece, L'Avant-Dernière, all right here in Jazz Amok.
to earth.
Thank you.
Thank you. cabin brew.
Heroes are gang leaders from their brand new release, just out on their own record label. Artificial Happiness Button is the name of the release. That was a piece entitled London Butterfield, featuring William Parker at the bass. The core of Heroes are gang leaders. Excuse me. James Brandon Lewis at sax, Luke Stewart at the bass, Janice Lowe at keyboards, Brandon Moses at the guitar, Melody Dyer at the viola, Warren DeCrump at the drums, Braja Waldman, excuse me, at the synthesizer, and Margaret Morris at vocals, and other artists joining them as well. Heroes are gang leaders. Any piece, once again, London Butterfly. prior to that, a project they call themselves Antiloper. Second release from them, both of them out on the International Anthem recording label. Pink Dolphins is the name of the new release. And Antiloper are, in fact, Jimmy Branch at the trumpet and Jason Nazari at drums and synthesizer. For this outing, Jeff Parker joins them with his guitar and some Korg work, and the great Chad Taylor at the drums also in there. That was a piece entitled One Living Genius from Antiloper, Pink Dolphins, International Anthem Recording Company. Prior to that, brand new music from the ever so prolific Wadada Leo Smith at the trumpet from a large box set, 6 discs, if I'm not mistaken, pairing him with 4 different drummers, namely Andrew Cyril, Jack Jajonette, Hans Benick, and Farron Aklaf. We heard from the disc featuring Wadada in a duet with Hans Benick. Piece entitled Johnny Diani, the artist who imagined a new South America. Wadada Leo Smith at the trumpet, and of course Hans Benick at the drums. Tom Recordings has just released this box set. Prior to that, brand new single of all things from that's not true, they had a few at Irreversible Entanglements. A piece entitled Down to Earth from as I say, a new release just out on the Sub Pop recording label. Keir Neringer, Kamiya Wewa, Luke Stewart, and Akils Navarro with Chester Holmes are Irreversible Entanglements. Prior to that, we heard from Lisa Ulin and something from her release of last year on the International Anthem recording label. On a Relative Pitch, what am I saying? And, excuse me, Lisa Alibi and something from Ryle, a piece entitled All the Light Let In. And that, as I say, it was on Relative Pitch, a very nice recording indeed, featuring Liz at a variety of instruments and field recordings. And we started off that set with music from Victoriaville from 2 festivals ago, I should say, and of course a piece from the quartet live performance with René Lucie. And that's available on, of all things, Victo recording label. 4 minutes before 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. Happy Saint-Jean, Fête Nationale. If you're just tuning in, we're here as usual on a Friday morning with some creative jazz. John B., your host, CKUT 90.3, the place to be. Of course, you can always check us out at www.ckut.ca. We're going to do a little bit of business and with some very important announcement. One very important announcement, and we'll be back with some more music.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time.
Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM et bonne journée.
Suoni Per Il Popolo is back and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Suoni is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Suoni happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places. And, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out suoniperilpopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune in to the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Suoni crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
lots more of that coming up, for sure. Yeah, Swanee coming to a close, of course, as the month of June comes to a close, and they picked a beautiful day. Should be very nice in Wakefield, Quebec, tomorrow, if you can make it out to the live outdoor festival, kind of old school performance happening in Wakefield, of course, as part of the Swanee Per Il Popolo. And Vision Festival coming to a close. Of course, I celebrated Wadadat Leo Smith earlier during the festival with a Lifetime Achievement Award. And a second one is being awarded to the great Oliver Lake this coming weekend at the Vision Festival down in Brooklyn, New York. If you can make it, lucky you. We're going to listen to some Oliver Lake in a trio that I've been working with for a number of decades. Trio 3, namely Andrew Sorrell at the drums, Reggie Workman at the bass, and Oliver Lake, of course, at reeds, from an intact release from, when was it? 2017. This release entitled Visiting Texture, again on the intact recording label. This is Bonu, all right here on Jazz Amok. Ne sais pas marcher. All right, here in Jazz Amok.